Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. Yeah. I love my work. I also like weekends. Hour number three begins. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
All right. We've got a lot to talk about, including on this day. On this day in 2003, Saddam Hussein.
Saddam.
Isn't that what George H.W. called him? Saddam.
I think he did it just to kind of poke the bear.
Irritate
a
him a little
don't
bit.
Don't you think? Yeah.
Yes.
Saddam Hussein.
Could be part of it.
Yeah.
Well, it made it easier for Dana Carvey to do an impression,
that's true.
Too, I think.
And he was great.
So, yeah, he was
really good.
But Saddam Hussein, yeah, crawled out of the, I believe they referred to it as a spider hole.
He looked really rough.
Boris the Spider. Yeah, Saddam the Spider.
Yeah.
2003, that was. Now, if you want to go back a little further in the Wayback Machine, 3 years.
Yes.
It was on this day in 2000.
Yes.
Uncle Al.
Uncle Albert?
No.
No?
Uncle Al, the kiddies, pal.
Oh.
Al Gore.
Oh.
Called it quits. And walked away in a tantrum when he gave up and conceded the 2000 election, losing to some clown named Chad.
Mm. I bet he never, ever liked anybody named Chad after that year.
Mm-mm. No. No. In fact, his wife said the word Chad one time.
Yeah.
Boom. Divorced. Just like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
bold. He said, I don't want you hanging with Chad.
I was in St. Louis at the time, and a guy that I worked with, he was so, I mean, he made me look moderate. I mean, he's so far. But man, that was just like at work. That was the daily thing. We were watching Florida. I mean, that just day to day, it would go one direction, then it would go the other. And it's like, man, he was about to lose his mind.
I did a broadcast from Tallahassee while I was working for the Orlando-based news talk station at the time. And
yeah,
it was kind of funny. It made it sound like we're right in the heart of the action.
Sure.
But in reality, honestly,
yeah,
it was like an empty room.
But you were there.
That I was there. But I was
there.
You
were there. Yeah.
Yeah. I was totally there and totally doing it live.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get a chance to talk to the people before I went on the air because I was doing evenings then.
Right.
And so, yeah, there was more political activity, mm-hmm, relating to the procedure that they do as a religious thing, but also people do it as a health thing in the hospital on babies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Circumcision.
Yes.
Okay. Seriously, there was a group that was against circumcision.
And that was their big deal?
Oh, and I mean, to them, it was a big deal.
Right.
Like, why would you let someone cut on you and all that?
Right.
And they go, well, I was too young to object. Well, yeah, that's the point. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And they were very passionate about it. And I go, you know, we're trying to figure out who's going to be the leader of the free world.
And that was their issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess George W. Bush won, mm-hmm, by the skin of his teeth.
Wow. Wow. 500,000 votes spread on the popular Al ahead there, but the decisions in Florida gave the electoral to George.
Oh, hey, I got to bring this up real quick.
Okay.
So Al Gore, he's the guy, climate change is going to kill us all. We're going to drown. Remember, I mean, he was really one of the largest voices,
yes,
involved. And then he turns around and sells his little, like, communications operation,
uh-huh,
to Al Jazeera.
Yes.
The funding coming from, every single penny of the funding coming from the production of oil.
I always thought that was,
yeah,
just amazing. Talk about hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's like, well, wait a second now. We're talking about a personal payday. Let's not get hung up on principles that I'm trying to, yeah, ram down the throat of every single American.
Yeah.
I never did quite care for the guy, to be honest with you. What is it? Jaguar. What are they trying to be, the next Bud Light?
Jaguar.
Say that with a dress on, big guy. Say it with a dress on.
Doesn't go
well,
with
the
heels.
Well, then you will not be featured in an ad, so it doesn't really matter whether you can say it or not.
Good point.
Tech giant Google has launched a woke Christmas advertisement featuring a man wearing women's clothing who laments over having dry skin in the winter during holiday season. The ad has dropped just weeks after Jagjaw's disastrous ad featuring cross-dressers instead of the thing they sell, cars.
Beautiful cars, yes.
They're also, aren't they, part of the Land Rover company?
They're owned by the same company, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know?
Some of my favorite unreliable vehicles.
Yeah. Now, if you could put a Chevy 350 in that thing, maybe that'd be the way to go. Because I love how a Land Rover looks.
Actually, they make conversions for the Jags to put Chevy 350s in them.
For real?
For real.
For reals.
For reals.
You're just saying that because Christmas is coming up.
No, it's true.
So, actually, I'm not the first to say what is Jag trying to do, become the next Bud Light. Uh-huh. They're actually, the moniker is going around, Bud Light 2.0.
Wow.
Wait, what is going on?
And then Google, it's like, really, people? First off, the whole, if you're trying to be on the forefront of something, you're already way too late. And now you're just irritating.
I mean, is there really a large market that is being underserved in some way? And they, because you're a man wearing dresses, maybe you haven't heard of that brand of car because it's been around for a couple of years.
And because maybe people who live that lifestyle refuse to buy your car because you didn't show them in your commercial.
They're just like me, and they have dry skin. Let's buy a Jagjaw. How do you say it again?
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Well, if you were...
Jaguar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends where you're from.
Maybe this is why the Jacksonville Jaguars are so completely awful.
They can't. No one can even pronounce their name right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Depending what right is, depending where you're from.
The Jacksonville Kitty Cats.
Depends on your record that year.
Well, I don't get this, the advertising. I mean,
no, I don't.
Once somebody made an error, you know, the whole Bud Light thing. Once that went down.
Everybody else should go, whoa, let's
not
do
everybody
that.
Else would be like, yeah.
Didn't go well.
Let's not alienate, you know, 70%. Well, let's just say.
You're being so optimistic.
Okay, 75% of our customers or possible customer base. Let's alienate all of them for this sliver in the one percentile.
Yeah.
It's just, wow.
Blows your mind.
It's just done purposely to like pat themselves on the back, get the smiley face, because they go, "Yeah, we're cool. We're
those
woke."
Those days should be done. That fad should be done by now.
And aren't they kind of having? I mean, some difficulties anyway in terms of business. Jag, it's parent company.
Yeah, they were all in on the future electric, and they're going to be lucky if they remain a regular brand at this point. They really are.
Yeah.
Because even all the other Europeans are finally catching on. Maybe we rushed this whole green electric kind of thing just a little too much, and some of them are backing off on that, which is smart, big time.
So you're saying, like, a member of the Ferrari family is not going to be doing any cross-dressing?
I'm not thinking
maybe behind the scenes.
Maybe, but I'm not thinking that's going to sell a bunch of cars.
Yes, because very wealthy people can be weird, but we call it eccentric.
Yes.
I see rich people get their own word for what the rest of us would say, weirdo.
Because we can't afford our own word.
All right. We've got a lot more coming up, including Kristen Gillibrand not happy with something. I'll share that with you coming up, and a whole lot more. Happy Friday the 13th. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Broadcasting from a drone near you, it's the Bob Rose Show. No threat to society, hopefully a big threat to left of center Marxist pigs. On that note, Merry Christmas. It is 8:20. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Inspectors General report, Department of Justice, FBI specifically, they had 26 people at the January 6th riot.
Is that air quotes, meaning they're called something, but maybe not something else?
They're confidential human sources, but they're not undercover agents. They're not agents. Yeah. They just work for agents. You know, like, you could be in the family. You could be a made man. And then you have some associate. Maybe it does some dirty work. And you say, He's not one of mine. Right? Same thing with some of the biker gangs. Some of the affiliate gangs do some of the dirty work. Oh, because they know about plausible deniability. Yeah, they learned it from our government, apparently. So we've got that issue. Mainstream media playing the whole thing down. This report, to me, is a bombshell. It tells us, every one of us who thought, hey, that January 6th thing, there's something not right about the whole thing, how it was handled before, during, and after. All the little loose pieces. You know, why did Nancy Pelosi call for, you know, troops to back up the situation like she had been asked to and told to do? Why didn't the FBI collect intel from their various field offices about the possibility of a riot? Well, they didn't collect information on it because they were the ones planning the riot part of the event. Anyway, so for the folks like Jim Jordan, hey, we appreciate your hard work in Congress. And, you know, you kept your eye on the ball on this thing. You were absolutely right. So anybody wants to tell you that, you know, some sort of conspiracy theory that the FBI had a hand in J6, let there be absolutely no doubt. But they kept enough distance to say they have plausible deniability because they only asked three confidential human sources to be there, to monitor, to gather intel.
But how many were there?
26.
Man, the rest, what a helpful crew.
Yeah,
what
the rest went on their own, supposedly. Give me a break.
You know, what's a shame is you're going to have all this information come out, basically dispelling all the garbage we heard for the last few years. And most Americans aren't going to hear it, and half of those who hear it aren't going to believe it. And that's just messed up.
They didn't want a Jim Jordan on the J6 committee, they meaning Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. So who ended up being on the committee that got the green light, the okay, from the Democrats in charge? Okay, they had their majority. You get Liz Cheney and that bozo out of Illinois, Kessinger.
Ugh.
Kensinger.
Kensinger, yeah.
I mean, these people clearly have shown they were not Republicans for sure, and Trump haters, as it turns out, big time. And they're the only two Republicans representing on the committee.
Those are the only two they could find, Bob. The only two Republicans they could find.
And then they cherry-picked all the video that they used and used only stuff that had violence and scary and, ooh, look at this.
And then chopped that up.
Well, and showed a bunch of people, you know, with Trump outfits on. Well, if you wanted to make Trump look bad, what's the first thing you would tell your confidential human sources? Hey, blend in with a crowd by wearing Trump stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Could you make it any more obvious?
Yeah.
Oh, and then also, let me add this. Liz Cheney just happened to destroy a bunch of files directly from the January 6th committee gathering of intel.
She pulled a Hillary?
She did indeed.
She Hillary'd some files.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I won't act shocked. She won't get in trouble either, just saying.
Of course not.
No.
Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand out of New York stated on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell that she is quite dissatisfied by the response by Homeland Security, the FBI, and FAA. She is dissatisfied with the response from her personal request about getting answers on the drones that were sighted in the New Jersey area. She began by stating, quote, "We know very little about these drones, which is the problem. We don't know who is sending them, who's controlling them, whether they are spying, whether they are sighting targets for future action. We have no idea the purpose of these drones, who's controlling them, and whether they are putting the American people at risk." Wow. She said, "My letter to the FAA, Homeland Security, and the FBI is asking, what are you doing? Are you going to follow the drones to find out where they're coming from? If there are ships off the coast that are launching these drones, we need to know who's controlling those ships. Are they foreign adversaries?" And then she says, "We know, Andrea," talking to Andrea Mitchell, "that Iran, China, Russia have extremely sophisticated drone capabilities. We've seen drones used as a weapon of war in Ukraine. And so these are the reasons why I have high concerns and I'm quite dissatisfied by the response." that I've received. Mm. They need to know where these drones are coming from and cannot simply say, well, they're not causing any harm. Well, do we know that? What are they doing and who's sending them?
Legitimate questions.
I mean, this is a senator and her party is in charge and she's left in the dark as well?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And how can they ascertain that there's no threat to the American populace or to any sites or anything? How can they ascertain that? But they don't know anything else about these things. We don't know anything about them, where they come from, who's controlling them. But don't worry, they won't hurt you.
They're not foreign and they're not dangerous. But we know nothing. That makes no sense whatsoever. Even Blumenthal, he doesn't know what's going on. And he's more than knee-deep lefty there, so.
Well, Blumenthal, he's a different kind of character. Have you seen him?
Yes.
I mean, he knows what's going on because clearly he's a humanoid. He is an alien beast. There's something made right about him.
Yeah.
And I said that a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
He ain't right. Oh, we've got more to talk about. We need some, you know, pump you up kind of stuff. We'll start digging for that. I'll be back in an hour.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll be back in a few minutes. It is 8:27. The Bob Rose Show podcast, easy to find. Get it wherever you normally download your podcast and click on subscribe. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. Hey, I was texting someone. It had to do with Facebook and a missing jacket.
Uh-oh. How would you even know? Do you have an inventory sheet or is a like a spreadsheet on your computer?
When I did a cursory search for the particular item, it would seem to be missing in action.
Ooh, and, I saw something about this on Facebook.
Much panic ensued, but we have avoided further chaos by locating said zippered hoodie by Ralph Lauren. He made it, I think, specifically for me. I did find it. It was apparently hanging in the, what we refer to as the mud room. Yeah. Fancy way of saying it's where the dogs get the mud off their hooves.
Hoofs.
Their paws.
They are big dogs.
But anyway. Yeah, what are you doing with the...
This just in from a concerned Sky listener.
Uh-oh.
I got an accident. This would be Gainesville, northbound 43rd at the intersection of 8th Avenue. So that would be 43rd Street at 8th. Always a
pretty
busy. Just be careful through there.
Yeah, because right after 8th, you got Newberry, and that's very busy, too. That's just down the street from where we're at, Greg. I don't know if you know. Greg's not good with directions and geography and stuff. People from St. Louis, I don't know, they didn't utilize that.
We were the gateway to the West. We knew our directions.
You might have known where West was, but you didn't go there, did you?
No,
even you stayed right there.
Even when I wasn't a young man.
You're like, the West is that way.
Yeah.
Let's build an arch and never move.
Yeah. Have you ever been up on the arch?
I've never been to St. Louis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, world traveler you.
Yeah. Never been to Chicago.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Man, once you got out of Michigan, you just avoided the whole Midwest, didn't you? Looks like.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess I did more East Coast. A lot of Philadelphia.
Really?
And then I like, you know, the mountains. So,
true.
You know, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
Yeah.
Tennessee. That whole area up in there.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that. But yeah, no, I've been to Seattle. Been all up and down the West Coast. California.
That whole Northwest Oregon, beautiful country. I've been to Seattle. Yeah, it is gorgeous out there. It's so lefty, but it's pretty.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, you got that right. But
well, if you did that and the Northeast, you're just hanging out with all the lefties. What's up with that? Trying to be a good example or show them the way?
Philadelphia,
lights?
I can tell you, my family, they're not lefties.
Oh, yeah?
Conservative, hardworking people.
Nice. That's good to know.
Good peeps.
That's good to know.
Oh, yeah. And Dad, my dad's side of the family from Michigan, I mean, they're gone, basically. Really?
Yeah.
Gone. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, not to be a downer, because but we were talking about this the other day, how it can be very difficult for people you know, losing loved ones, friends, and it's like, and you said you were going to avoid me. Another friend of mine passed away just this week. She was probably a year or two younger than me, and it just kind
another
of
another one.
Yes, it's like I've lost two friends and a cousin in the last month.
Huh.
I know.
Hey, don't take offense when I start referring to you by your first name. Yeah. Not Greg, but Grim.
Grim.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get
yeah.
it. What, you don't like the black hood look I got going on here?
I don't fear it.
Like,
get it?
That'd be a great
get it?
That'd be a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
By the Cult.
Yeah.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. Oh, great band.
Otherwise known as the Soft White Underbellies. Don't ask me how I know that.
I'm not going to ask.
No idea.
I don't know.
All right. Hey, this just in.
Yes.
We were waiting for facts. Here you go. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigations issued a joint statement on Thursday suggesting that the drone sightings in areas like New Jersey do not pose a national security threat based on current evidence.
Well.
Wow.
What evidence was that?
That current evidence.
Oh.
Current evidence. Yeah, that is kind of misleading.
Yeah.
So what is your current evidence?
Well, we don't know anything.
We don't have any. Well, what's your previous evidence? Yeah, we don't have any. What evidence do you? Well, that would be current.
But we know what.
But you know the future, it's not a threat.
And we know where it's not from. A foreign entity.
Come on. What kind of insanity are we living through right now?
They must think we're really stupid. Although people did elect Biden.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
It makes you scratch your head. Like, they're here. They're real. They're coming and going. Mm. And you say, we don't know what they are, but don't worry.
Nothing
to
see here.
It's all going
to
be okay. All right. The Biden legacy. Yeah, it's not going to be the terrible inflation. Probably have more to do with open borders, maybe. President Joe Biden and VP Kamala Harris have set new records on illegal immigration. Oh, and also legal immigration in fewer than 4 years. Yep, there's an institute that covers these things and counts the peeps.
Wow.
And the fiscal year 2021 through 2024, Biden administration awarded naturalized American citizens citizenship to almost 3.5 million legal immigrants.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. Jimmy Carter, 652,000. Carter was such a bad president that actually people were like, I'm not going to America. I'm looking for opportunity.
Man, that 18% interest rates. And
yeah,
no.
It'd take me 124 years just to come up with a down payment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't even afford a good coyote back then.
Reagan, not much better, although the second term, they stepped it up a little bit. But remember, he was also the one who signed the Immigration Act, 1986, who said, yeah, don't worry, we're gonna give a path to citizenship to like 3.2 million. I think that's not included in these numbers. But you're never going to have to worry about illegal immigrants again. And it's not his fault that it didn't turn out that way. It was really Congress through the years, both Democrats and Republicans.
They didn't enforce anything.
They didn't enforce it, or they didn't fund it, or both. Yep. So let's see. Who did the best before that? Obama's second term, he got all the way up to 2.9 million. But hey, listen, Trump, before he was able to get things under control initially the first time, that was 2.9 million. But Biden, almost 3.5 million. Biden also oversaw the admission of 4.3 million legal immigrant green card holders over the last 4 years. Again, that doesn't count the illegals to the, what are they saying, 8 to 11 million? Something like that. There were numbers we cited the other day that from an immigration perspective under Biden, we've had more people cross our borders than ever in the history of the entire nation. That includes the whole Ellis Island and all that.
Isn't that crazy?
And it even includes per capita basis. In other words, well, the population is much larger, so we can allow a larger amount of people. Even when you factor it that way on a sort of a per capita, if you will, still the biggest ever.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. Hopefully that'll turn out okay. We're going to need maybe just a little bit more than than hope.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's a Democrat out of, Mississippi? Benny Thompson? He was on CNN. And as the former January 6th committee chair, okay? So he's on that committee. He's the chair.
Okay.
He said, if I was offered a pardon from Biden, I'd take one.
Wow.
But for what? For what crime?
Maybe there's a guilty conscience.
You think being part of the January 6th committee might cause one to have a guilty conscience?
So he's kind of floating a balloon out there to see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Acosta said, Trump is saying you should go to jail. Are you worried about him or the FBI coming after you? He said, well, you know, we are members of Congress. We operate based on our direction from Congress. There are specific laws that give security to members of Congress. I hope the president would take that into consideration. What? What? Let me say that again.
Just a bunch of words. Yeah.
Well, you know, we are members of Congress.
Yes.
We operate based on our direction from Congress. So you're giving yourself direction?
Okay.
All right.
Self-direction.
And then he said there are specific laws that give security to members of Congress. Well, that's a completely different issue. Yes. Like Scalise, got shot?
Yeah.
So security needs to be provided, and it is.
Agreed.
Generally on a kind of an ask for or need mm-hmm. basis or whatever. So what is that? What are you saying? Oh, your security would prevent Trump from putting you in jail?
I don't know what he's saying.
None of it makes sense.
No.
Yeah.
Consider the source.
But then he says, but to be honest with you, Jim, which means normally I'm not honest, and I'm probably not being honest here, but I like to throw that out there because it makes me sound like I'm honest sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Jim, we've not done anything wrong.
It took him a while to get to that point, didn't it?
Well, once again.
That should have been his first. If that was the truth, that's what you would say first.
Exactly. Well, we haven't done anything wrong.
End of story, if that's all there was to
the story. The problem is, you know, you're coming from the administration that has been the most pathological
wow.
in their lying, really, from day one.
Absolutely.
It really is obvious. Look, my entire lifetime, I'm telling you.
Well, okay, we should backtrack, since it's the Biden administration, and not even really say day one of his administration, because he has lied from the moment he got elected back in the day. Seriously.
Yeah. Thursday morning, Joe, Congressman Dan Goldman, the Democrat out of New York, talked about actions that President-elect Donald Trump may or may not take.
Hmm.
And his thoughts and theories on that. I wonder where they get some of their ideas from, how other people are going to behave. Would it be based on their behavior if they were in a position of power? I wonder. There's that and a whole lot more. It's the Friday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. Get it wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe. Great stuff. Interviews. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, where I was talking to Gun Owners of America, our friend Mr. Valdez and Valdez.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was named after the Exxon thing, but maybe he
heard that like his whole younger life.
Yeah, because that would fit in with. Yeah.
See, we're being a little older. We kind of go Juan Valdez and his donkey out in the mountains picking coffee beans.
Coffee is very good for you.
Oh, love
but an article on
coffee.
That, it's yes, like,
oh,
yeah.
It's in print. It's real.
That's what they're saying now. That's today's version.
Yeah.
All right. Craig said there's a lot of stories that I haven't gotten to yet. Okay. Joel Pollack, kind of an op-ed type piece. Israel should attack Iran's nuclear program while it can.
What do you think about that?
That's kind of straightforward, isn't it?
But what do? Do you wait?
No, I mean, if you're...
Or do you have to wait for a prompt, and then that is your response?
Well, okay, what is more dangerous? In Iran now, that's the biggest sponsor of state terrorism, or a nuclear-armed Iran, which could launch ICBMs or use dirty bombs or radiological bombs in conjunction with their terrorist affiliates?
I think you answered your own question.
Yeah. So, do you want to wait? I mean, the threat doesn't, you know, it hadn't gone away. Now, under Trump, the threat diminished a great deal. It had to do with money. When the money dries up, the terrorist activities slow down.
Yeah.
When the money starts to flow again, guess what? They start picking up on the terrorist activities. So, yeah, it would be better to, you know, nip it in the bud, so to speak. But easy for us to say, especially when you're saying Israel should do it.
Yeah,
Israel should do it. Yeah, Israel should do it. But it would be a good idea to take away their very close to this weapon of war. And they've already proven and said in very clear terms, America's the great devil, the great Satan, and we want to wipe Israel off the map.
So I think you take them at their word and maybe you respond accordingly. I don't know.
And there was something recently, I don't know if Trump was asked directly or what, about regime change in Iran, something like, you know, we're going to need to do that, want to do that, whatever. And he said something along the lines that, you know, it might not be necessary. I don't know what that means. Hmm. You know, again, well, maybe he's thinking the same thing. If Israel takes out their nuclear program and cripples them financially, maybe that diminishes the threat a great deal. And maybe the people will rise up like they came close to doing in the past and overthrow the current government. So we wouldn't have to be so directly involved in a regime change because a lot of times it doesn't work.
No, we go, we take out the bad guy and a worse guy fills the vacuum. I mean, how many times have we seen that, you know?
Yeah. Iran is the world's most aggressive state sponsor of terrorism, has been seeking to develop nuclear weapons for decades, said to be very close to be able to do that. That is why Israel and at times the U.S. have taken actions, both overt and covert, to undermine the nuclear program of Iran and have threatened to attack it as a last resort. Until recently, this is from Joel Pollack. Until recently, Iran had several deterrents against such an attack. One was the presence of the Iranian-backed Shiite terrorist organization Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hezbollah built a stockpile of hundreds of thousands of rockets, which it aimed at Israeli cities, and built a network of tunnels, arsenals, and hideouts near the Israeli border, preparing for a future invasion of northern Israel. Israel knew that if it ever attacked Iran, Hezbollah would attack it with great force. Another deterrent was Syria. The Iranian regime, together with Russia, developed an alliance with dictator Bashar al-Assad. Iran used Syria as a conduit for weapons to Hezbollah and used the Syrian military as a buffer against Israel. Syrian air defenses, bolstered by Russian radar and surface-to-air missiles, were both an early warning system and a deterrent. Israel attacked weapons convoys but avoided more ambitious plans, especially given the Russian presence. The fact that Israel could not easily fly over Syria meant it would have to use longer and more, longer routes. Israel did retaliate against two Iranian ballistic missile attacks this year, but it had to do so from outside Iranian airspace. The fact that Israel had to look for alternatives also made its plans more vulnerable to disruption, like in 2012 when the Obama administration leaked plans for an Israeli attack from Azerbaijan. And wasn't it during a Biden administration that plans were also leaked that Israel was going to utilize against, I believe it was either Hamas or Hezbollah, but these were high-level Israeli plans, and somebody in the Biden administration leaked it. Yeah, so you
should we be surprised?
No. All right, so anyway, Joel Pollack making the point that it would be irresponsible of Israel not to attack Iran's nuclear sites. Then we have Netanyahu. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, met with the outgoing White House National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. Jake the Snake Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to the professional wrestler, but this guy's earned it.
Oh, yeah, he's a bigger snake.
Yeah. He met Jerusalem, noted that the need to protect minorities, Christian, Druze, Kurds, and others in Syria. Netanyahu met with Sullivan for the first time since Syrian rebels ousted the dictator al-Assad. The rebels are largely Sunni Muslims and include many groups affiliated with al-Qaeda. While welcoming the demise of the Assad regime, an enemy of Israel that assisted Iran and Hezbollah, Netanyahu had earlier stressed both the great opportunity and significant dangers present in the overthrow of the regime. Wonder why he's meeting with the outgoing National Security Advisor. Interesting. All right, the 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.